Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, and it's 11-11-2015. We're going to do some veteran clearings on the program tonight. And let's first clear the numbers, 11-11-2015. So I'm just looking at that. People see 11-11 on their clock all the time, one of those supposedly high spiritual numbers, you know, but I see it as a mind control pattern. That they're connecting to you to see if they have you on the hook. You see it, then yeah, you're hooked up. They're making you physically move your neck, move your head, make your eyeballs see it, and then go, yep, I see 11-11 again. Wow, isn't that something? So it's Veterans Day. So typically Veterans Day is, you know, remembered for people in the services who died. So it's like a day of death. Very interesting. Then we have the Day of the Dead, you know, for Halloween now that we had a little while back here. So, boy, interesting. Well, anyway, we're honoring the death of soldiers and, you know, then with also Halloween a little bit ago, you know, honoring the Day of the Dead. So, just we're in a couple of weeks of death. Let's clear the numbers of 11-11, and the year is 2015. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And also I heard we have a new moon, so another problem. So let's release that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now let's look at one of your situations that you could have in your life that you know, it came upon you some way, doesn't matter how, but you got involved with it. So let's release that energy. Releasing it. One, think of it first, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, now naturally you want to energize the light beams. So some people have more than one of them up on their monitor screen. Might even be very fancy to have them also, you know, on TV monitors. So here we go for your TV set. So let's energize the light beams. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay, so we'll bring our co-host on tonight. Michelle, are you there around, everywhere, anywhere, and also with us?
I'm here. I'm just in one place. I hope I'm just in one place.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Well, yeah. You can hear me, right?
Yep, hear you good. Coming through loud and clear.
Okay, great. Ron, we have somebody, one of our listeners that wrote in to remind us that on this day, 40 years ago, so in 1975, actually it was yesterday, I'm sorry, so that was November 10th, another date thing. I just wanted to take care of this at the top of the show, was the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which was... a song was written about it by Gordon Lightfoot, a very good song as well. And people, if they haven't heard it, it is a very good song, and it can be found on YouTube. But I was wondering if we could do some clearing for that.
Because
the person found out, the person that wrote in said that they did a little bit of a study about it and found that on Lake Superior every 100 years there's some pretty bad storms and it would sink ships. So...
Okay, so this is the 40-year anniversary, then, of another death process here, ship sinking in the Great Lakes here. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I guess back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. And if anyone is unfamiliar with the geography, Lake Superior is one of the Great Lakes. It is in the central of America, and it is so large you cannot see across it. It can be mistaken for an ocean, but it's very dark. Those lakes are very dark often. So especially in November, if the day was anything like it was today back 40 years ago, it was a very dark day. Just because there's a lot of cloud coverage at this time of year. Okay. Well, Ron, I know that we have a special show tonight for veterans because it is Veterans Day. So we have had many requests for healings, and several of them center around requests for healings for post-traumatic stress disorder. And I believe they used to refer to this before they had a medical name for it as being shell-shocked, because people recognized that it was something that occurred after someone had gone to war. So there might be a lot of healings that we could do around that. Did you want to start with anything like that, Ron?
Yeah, let's do let's say a generic one for that, energies. We'll see if we get any comments on maybe how to focus down onto it more. So this would be for post-traumatic stress. Here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three. Oh, we still have a lot of the energy from the Edmund Fitzgerald on me. Let me release that here. And we'll go back to the great lights here. Here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That's a little better. Do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Okay, now we'll get back to post-traumatic stress. So here we are, releasing that energy from everybody. We can do what situation, naturally, that you may have had happened to you. And if you weren't a veteran, maybe, you got traumatized by a dog bite or something. So that's also stress after the occurrence of something. But here we go. Think of something that bothered you a lot. And basically, I would say something that's controlling your life as far as stress. So here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four. Oh, man. Five. Six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. This is pretty packed full month right now. We have JFK's death on the 22nd. So, boy.
Oh.
Might be the, the month of death. So, anyway, back to you, Michelle.
Oh, poor November. I actually love fall, even though the weather's kind of dreary, but The pretty days are so lovely. I think that even the whole deal with Halloween is celebrated on that day because people feel like there's some sort of a connection with the spirit world, and I know it also had a lot to do with it being rainy when there's more moisture in the air. So I don't know if that has to do with anything, but it would also cause a lot of cloud coverage. So people might not be getting as much sun, and they might feel a little depressed. So could we do a healing for depression as how that would relate to veterans and the general public?
Sure, okay. So think of if you're depressed here. So one, two. Seven, eight, nine, and 10. I want to do a clearing this may be more for the Vietnam vets.
Okay.
You know, having your feet wet all the time, possibly, you know, going through all the mud and the water and stuff. So let's do that. If you are a vet, maybe this might help your feet somewhat, taking away whatever happened. So here we go. So releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy.
You know, Ron, I always think of this event that happened to me once. I met a man, and he said that he had a lot of pain in his feet because, and I said, oh, why is that? And he said, well, I was in Vietnam and we got a lot of Agent Orange and it soaked into his skin and he still had residual pain like 30 some years later.
Yeah.
So we do something to his feet?
Yeah, I can try that here. We'll see. Let's see. Okay, let's do that here. So think of one of the times that maybe this happened to you. Maybe you knew this was, say, poisonous water that you got into, or just maybe you didn't know at all. But if you recognize that, let's release that energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's do something for, I'll just, how about broken bones, possibly, you're a veteran and he had, you know, maybe your arm broken or something. So let's do that. So think of that location in your body where there's a problem like that. This is a bone issue. And we'll see if we can help release the trauma, the pain out of that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. A little better. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you. We'll see how that's working with the people.
Okay, great. And if anyone wants to write into the show, they can just send a regular email to clsquestions@yahoo.com while it's on the air, and we'll try and get to that and read it, especially if it has to do with our special show today for veterans. So let's see here. Okay. Ron, I was hoping to possibly do next head trauma. Because I guess what happens is if a bomb goes off or some type of explosion goes off too close to someone, it can cause TBI, which is traumatic brain injury, and that can show up in many different ways in a person's life later on.
Okay. So let's do a clearing for that. One, two, three, four, oh man, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you.
Okay. And one of our listeners had written in saying that they actually sent in a video, and it was about how Nixon had a special dinner for some of the Vietnam veterans that had been missing in action, but then they were found, so they were POWs, prisoners of war. And then I watched another video right after that. These were all, I believe, on YouTube. And it was about how in several different wars there have been many prisoners of war, and some of them have been recovered, but some have not. Many have not. And many of the families, parents, wives, children, spent the rest of their entire lives trying to get the people back, and some were recovered, but most were not. So is there anything that we could do to help relieve the suffering for people that have been wondering where their loved ones have ever gone?
Well, let's do a heartache clearing. So here we go. So heartache could also be lack of closure. So here we go. Releasing that energy. And you need to think of a situation, you know, like that you've had in your life. It could even be maybe loss of a child, possibly, you know, loss of an animal, pet. So here we go. Heartache clearing, releasing that energy from you. You have to think of something. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you.
Yeah, I know a lot of people go through that, and there's many scenarios where that could take place. So thank you very much, Ron. Okay, how about just, I know a lot of soldiers go through this, I would say every one of them goes through this, where they have to carry heavy things, be confined in their outfits that they're in, and do a lot of training, so it's very hard on the body, a lot of pain. Hard on the feet, hard on the joints. Is there anything we could do for that, Ron?
Yeah, you'd have to think of something
like,
every day.
I know certain soldiers have to carry extra equipment.
Yeah, maybe where you did something where you put your body into more stress by trying to over succeed or lift something heavy or do something, you had to do it, you know, something like that where you really stretch your body out. Maybe you even got an injury from it. So here we go. Think of that situation. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And another one that soldiers may need is maybe you shot somebody, okay? And they're not dead yet. You always see it in the movies, on TV, the person's kind of wiggling a little bit, you know, and then somebody comes along and shoots them in the head or something, you know, make sure that they're not going to get up or something like that. So maybe that happened to you. Maybe you had to actually, you know, first you just hurt them. Now you really had to end their life. And you may have situations there that's haunting you. So here we go. Let's release one of those from you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You don't. And I'm going to do an entity release in case you had with you then and maybe with you now an entity that came in that loved doing killings. Remember, these entities can come in and do all kinds of weird stuff. So, you know, people who are driving on freeways with road rage and stuff like that, that's entities coming in. So here we go. Maybe you had one that liked to kill people. So one, backing an entity away from you. One, two, three, four, five, six should be coming out of you now. I'm just going to terminate it. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and let's do one for people that maybe they're in boot camp training or maybe they're in really hot weather and they got those boots on. And, you know, their socks are wringing wet because it's hot outside or there's water in their boots and they get blisters and all kinds of other problems. And they're forced to continue on. So let's work with feet. So here we go. You've got painful feet from that. Maybe you're still deal with that. So let's release the energy if we can. Releasing it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you.
Okay. We did get some listener feedback. They said from the beginning of the show, especially the clearing of the new moon seemed to ease up on unusual feeling of dread and hopelessness for the past 2 days. They say that their heart feels lighter and that their face is warm. So maybe there's some kind of healing going on there.
Yeah, very possible. Great.
Yeah. Good. Okay, Ron, did you want to do anything about possibly prisoners of war being tortured?
Boy.
Or missing home.
Yeah, I think I'd probably do one if somebody wants to send me an email. Maybe I can put a little bundle together for that. That could just be too much clearing one issue. I don't want to open up a can of worms for somebody to put them in a trauma, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that would take a whole life clearing, and Ron does have a trauma clearing on his website. How about anger and possibly how it relates to entities?
Okay, let's do an anger clearing. So everybody, more than likely, can use an anger clearing. So here we go. Think of a time that you're angry, releasing that energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, Ron, I was wondering if we could do some healings as well for family members of veterans. Maybe like for children, growing up with a parent and, you know, possibly being confused as to what was going on, why things were the way they were. So maybe like confusion clearing or sadness?
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we could do sadness. Let's do that. So think of sadness. Here we go, releasing that. One, maybe you think of an issue that you have. Two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you again.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to mention, if there's any new listeners tonight, if they have possibly never listened to a show before, that as Ron is doing these simple healings, they are very effective. You may not feel or notice any difference until possibly a few days from now. But when he says to think of something, it's because the light does not judge you, and it needs you to think of what's going on so it will clear that particular thing that you're thinking about. And it doesn't mean you won't have the memory of it, but it takes away its effect of it on you. So if any of these are helping you, or you feel that you could use more of what Ron is doing tonight, he has pretty much every single one of these different types of clearings that specify specific issues on his website, which is www.creationlightship.com, and he does have clearing specifically for fear, anger, depression, sadness, anxiety. The list goes on, and it's a huge list. So if anyone's interested in that, they can go to the website and get those. And Ron always suggests that before you do any other clearings, that you start with the emotional whole life clearing, because most of the things could probably get healed in you just from that one clearing. So I hope that helps people to decide if they want to do anything further. And if there's any physical issues that somebody wants to deal with, the clearings that are specified for that are the special clearing, which is a clearing on the website, and also the body rejuvenation clearing, which goes for several months, and you can go through every organ and body part and system in your body, including your bones, and you can specify what exactly you want cleared and healed, and the light beings will specifically go in and do that. And it is a wonderful, wonderful clearing. Especially if you know what's going on with you, you can really take care of a lot of problems that you may have had in the past. Okay, Ron. So would you like to do more clearings for the veterans, Ron?
Yeah, just I think we did some before about loss, your friends that died overseas or somewhere, maybe even in boot camp. So loss we can do loss of one person. So bring up one person here. I'll release that from you here. That could be bothering you a lot as you think about your past experiences. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
Okay.
Back to you.
And I also wanted to mention, Ron, that you have said before, because we did two other shows, I believe it was October 23rd, and I can't remember the other one, but they are for veterans. And if anyone wants to go back and listen to this show later on and the other archived veteran shows, these healings will always work for veterans. And it will work for non-veterans three times, like all of the other archive shows. They are free, and they are also on Ron's website, which is www.creationlightship.com, and they are listed on the right-hand side under the button that says BBS. So you can click on that, and you can hear the most recent shows under Library Archives, or you can click on Archives by itself, which is right under BBS, and you can hear shows that were done a long time ago. Okay? So, oh, and if you are interested in those veteran shows, those dates were October 23rd and also the 30th. So we have recently done three veteran-specific shows. Okay, great. All right. So somebody else had written in, Ron, saying that they were looking for possibly a clearing for veterans for guilt over having an easy time in war. Like maybe they didn't see combat, but a lot of their friends did. And I believe they call it survivor's guilt.
Okay, yeah, we'll do a clearing. Maybe they're guilt, that they have guilt. Maybe they are dealing with guilt because they weren't overseas fighting and they're doing something else during the war or something like that. Kind of might be a weird clearing, but here we go. Releasing the energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And kind of since we're dealing the show with veterans, we can switch it over to a little further back in history where the Native Americans were hunted down in a still another war situation. So let's do a clearing for that. Maybe you possibly feel guilty as you knew your ancestors, killed Indians. Now you looked at it as, geez, this is pretty bad, but or maybe even kind of liked it. But maybe you have a hatred toward Indians and don't know why. So there's all different ways to look at this here. So whatever your situation is, I'm looking more like to do a clearing for any Indian, North American Indians listening to release some of their genetic pain and sadness. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so back to you.
Okay. How about, veterans and war situations in general. So we're kind of talking about war situations in general. So how about, not that maybe somebody, enjoyed hunting down someone else in order to get rid of them, but like the fact that they had to follow orders and do what they were told, they didn't have their own choice in what was occurring, and maybe they were, not happy with that. So they were, how about following orders or kind of like control of the mind?
Okay. Here we go. So releasing that energy. One, two, and think of the issue that you had. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay? Boy. I don't know. Did the date around this time when world? Yeah, I think it is. Was it World War One ended on 11/11, and the Treaty of what is it?
Oh,
something like that. Was that what it was at? On 11/11. So
yeah, I think that's why we celebrate Veterans Day today, because World War One ended at the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month. So it was November 11th, and that's why we celebrate Veterans Day today. It was World War One.
Okay, so let's do a clearing for that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke, here we go.
Okay. Ron, one of our listeners has written in, I believe this had to do with what we were talking about earlier, when people go missing, they call it loss of a company member. That's the terminology that they use. I don't know if that means death or they're prisoners of war.
Okay, so let's do a clearing for that then. We'll do a alien keyword intercept release for those words. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you.
Right. Another one of our listeners wrote in, and they said that this day used to be called Armistice Day by the U.S. on older calendars. So it was 11/11. I don't know what armistice means, actually. So maybe somebody could write in and let us know what that stands for. And let's see, we have a couple other things. Okay, one of our listeners is asking for regret clearing. Regret for going to the war, for not being able to save somebody, or for making wrong decisions.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So releasing that, whatever way you want to look at that. So regret, think of one of those issues, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Then we have some songs in the Vietnam days, you know. They used to be on the radio a lot. One of them was, it's not on YouTube anymore. I think they took that off maybe when they did the Gulf War initially, but it was by a person called Lee Michaels, and the name was War. And there's another song, well, this one's a little more kind of off the wall, but it was very popular on some of the FM stations that were not kind of mainstream in a sense. The Fish Chair by Country Joe and the Fish. And then you had another one that was real popular by Eric Burdon and the Animals. Sky Pilot. So those are three of the older songs that used to be on the radio back in probably, I don't know, I would say, I can't exactly remember, but I'll just say around 66, probably the 68. So very, very interesting. If you heard the words to those, you probably won't find a Lee Michael one. It was too bad. But anyway, the artist out there started, with the war protest, started singing about things that was happening. So, back to you.
Yeah, no, actually, one of my favorite songs is Goodnight Psycho by Billy Joel, and it's a very explicit song and a really great song as well. But when you mention that, you never know, somebody may actually have the record, and what people do is they record it, and then they can put it on YouTube, because everything on YouTube is from somebody's collection. So maybe somebody has it. Okay, somebody else wrote in. It said, I have been yawning, sighing, and releasing tears through most of the program. It feels healing, however, he says it feels like it's healing, but he's also wondering if it's deep empathy.
Yeah, it's very possible. Just switching over a second. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, had Four Dead in Ohio. That was another one. Even if you didn't go to war and you're feeling these clearings, it's very possible that, this similar situation that we're talking about happened to one of your ancestors. That's in your cellular memory. And even though maybe you didn't go to war, maybe your great grandparents or something was in World War One, and as as we do the clearing, and you go, I don't know why my feet feel kind of funny. You go, wow, that's really affecting my feet. Maybe I wore boots with water, but your ancestors did. It wasn't you. And maybe you got some type of foot infection. Your feet got waterlogged or whatever. I won't go too much into other details, but, maybe it was poisonous water. So regardless, or maybe your ancestors were in the Civil War, So it can go back even further than that, but we're just keeping it kind of general here. So let's do a clearing. If you know of one of your ancestors that was in a previous war, maybe going back further than if you even have that knowledge, going back before World War One, let's do that clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We got about 10 minutes more for our show here, so we'll see if we get any comments coming in here. Maybe people are feeling a little more at ease because they're doing clearings here, and they may want to get their own special little clearing done. We'll see what happens. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody has written in, one of our very nice listeners wrote that armistice is a formal agreement of warring parties to stop fighting. It is not necessarily the end of war, since it may constitute only a cessation of hostilities, while an attempt is made to negotiate lasting peace. So that's what armistice means. It's derived from Latin arma, meaning weapons, and stadium, without the surrender of a party to the conflict. So armistice. Okay. Thank you, listener.
Yes. Let's do a clearing for eyes. The old saying is that, I seen too much, And so now maybe your eyes are heavy. Maybe you didn't know they were heavy, and now they are or something, because, you're seeing stuff, and maybe it's affecting your eyesight. So here we go. Look with left eye first, releasing the energies from your left eye. And mainly it's for typically seeing bad things. So think of one of the bad sights that you've seen. It could be anything. Anybody listening could pick something out, I'm sure. Veterans, probably a war situation. But here we go. Let's release that energy out of your left eye. It got imprinted with it, along with your cellular memory, but the eye saw it first. So the eyes have it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little heavy. Do that one again. Left eye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll do the right eye. Right, it's always right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see if something changed with your eyesight, or maybe your eyes just maybe feel less tense. So back to you.
Okay. You know what? As long as we're on the senses, Ron, could we have a clearing for smells? Because that really sticks in the brain. So some kind of a smell that somebody, you know, fire or something burning or whatever somebody may have smelled.
Yeah, and the smell of death, you know. You know, that's pretty bad. Even if it's like a dead animal or something, you know, a rat or something, you know. So the smell of death. Here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Okay, and one of our listeners has written in, they were hoping that we could clear the music from Taps, which I know a lot of people have heard. Usually dump the horn.
Yeah, it'll release that, so yeah, I'm releasing that energy, the Taps, so, and even maybe the, you know, the guns being shot off, salute, you know, whatever they do. Fire the guns there. So one, I think they do four shots, I think, but regardless, whatever that is. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, 21 gun salute, yeah. Okay, four shots from a cannon. So here we go. Let's release that. So that could be in your body. So four shots from a cannon. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's do a fear clearing, okay? So this clearing would be for, let's just say that scenario here, for foot soldiers it may be a little different because you know you're going to probably be in combat. But let's just look at somebody who maybe is on, you know, on a destroyer or something, right? A large ship in the ocean. And, you know, they're shooting at the land, and they feel pretty safe because they're far away. And so they kind of feel good about what they're doing because they're told that. And then all of a sudden, they have incoming rounds from either a plane or something else shooting at them, and it's hitting the destroyer. So now they're kind of like going, geez, what do we do here? You know, you have to look at it. You know, we kind of, you know, awaken the sleeping giant or something. Now we're being attacked ourselves, and that was not my reality. And maybe, you know, somebody listening is saying, yeah, that's why I joined the Navy. I knew that nothing would happen. But boy, you know, that, you know, like in Pearl Harbor, that ship sunk, you know. And so here we go. Let's release that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And then you may, we have some people out there listening who's, we may have entities from this year, and or maybe one of their ancestors, maybe it was an Allied ship, maybe, you know, the U-boats, you know, German submarines shot torpedoes out and did a lot of damage in the first part of the war. So maybe you have an ancestor that was on that, and then maybe vice versa, something else happened, you know. But anyway, you know, you could be of a German immigrant that's parents were in the war, and maybe they were targeting Allied ships. But anyway, so here we go. Just remember, this is for your ancestors that maybe survived after the boat sunk and they're in the water, and now that's being transferred onto you and your genetics. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. So I'm going to do one more clearing for the word enemy. So here's your enemy word clearing. Releasing that from you. Stronger. I'll use the word stronger this time. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so everybody, we have our 8-hour call this Sunday, or our call Saturday. Get rid of alien critters that are inside your body. So to do these, it'd be kind of weird sounding, but remember, people have parasites, and if you can't see, some of you can with, you know, microscopes and things, but these are the ones that are brought to us by things you can't see anyway. So normally, except for the ship clouds out there, I won't get into that. That's more of the alien stuff, and I don't want to scare anybody away. But here we go. Let's release that energy. If you have any judgment on something, so releasing judgmental energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's do a mind to heart drop. So you have to do this out loud. Otherwise, you're in the mind energy. You don't want to be there. So here we go. Mind energy being released from you. So you want to connect your thoughts to your spirit. So your spirit needs to take thoughts. And here we go. And then your spirit takes the thoughts inside of your head. This is your mind chatter, whatever's talking to you. Drop it into your heart so you can become peaceful. So dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like an elevator dropping your thoughts into your heart. One more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody, thank you. Blessings, and we'll see you later. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Bye, all.
And Ron, I just wanted to make one more announcement before we end. If anyone wants to listen to more radio shows, Ron always does live healings and gives great information. And they are going to be at the phone numbers for Monday, which is usually done at 4 o'clock California time. That number is 716-748-0150. And also, that is the same phone number for Wednesday's show, which is 7 o'clock California time. And on Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock California time, that phone number is 716-714-0144. And you can also get the radio shows by going to www.creationlightship.com. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.